Sebuah laporan yang dirilis oleh mantan pemimpin militer dan pertahanan berjudulkan Too Hot to Handle telah menemukan bahwa kemampuan pertahanan Australia menghadapi ancaman yang serius jika perubahan iklim tidak ditanggapi secara serius. Para ahli keamanan memperingatkan pemerintah Australia bahwa kegagalan untuk memahami risiko yang ditimbulkan oleh perubahan iklim akan melemahkan keamanan nasional. Berikut ini laporan tentang hal tersebut yang disusun oleh Sydney Leng untuk SBS News. Mantan Kepala Pertahanan Laksamana Chris Perry AC bersama para pemimpin keamanan lainnya memperingatkan bahwa jika pemerintah Australia terus mengabaikan realitas perubahan iklim, maka akan ada sedikit yang dapat dilakukan oleh pejabat keamanan. Rekomendasi dan kekhawatiran kelompok iklim pemimpin keamanan Australia atau ASLCG diuraikan dalam sebuah laporan baru.
Fact of the matter is we've been very disappointed with the government's performance to date and we don't think they've done nearly enough to protect Australians from the effects of climate change in the near future. The fact is the situation is not quite hopeless yet. There is still hope, but it requires us to act sooner rather than later. And by sooner we mean now.
Dikatakan bahwa meskipun pendekatan pemerintah terhadap Tiongkok bersifat proaktif, tanggapannya terhadap ancaman iklim bersikap reaktif, yaitu dengan berurusan dengan konsekuensi daripada akar penyebabnya. Anggota kelompok dan mantan kolonel Angkatan Darat Australia, Neil Greed, mengatakan ketahanan Australia bergantung pada aksi iklim.
We cannot be a resilient nation unless we understand risk. So we talk about Australians being resilient, well, we have a responsibility to understand risk and act on it to make ourselves resilient.
John Blackburn, AO, adalah mantan Wakil Kepala Angkatan Udara Australia. Ia mengatakan kelompok itu prihatin dengan kegagalan pemerintah untuk merilis temuan penilaian risiko yang dilakukan oleh Kantor Intelijen Nasional.
Why don't we have a risk assessment? What are you scared about? Let's just be honest with ourselves, because it no matter where you are in life, in our military background, for example, if you don't look at your risks and vulnerabilities and be honest with yourselves and just go headlong into a combat, say, we'll make it up on the way, well, then you know what the result is. You're going to die. Climate change is that serious.
Blackburn mengatakan ini adalah percakapan yang tidak bisa ditunggu.
What they won't talk about gets more interesting. There will be areas, science tells us in the future, where we won't be able to live. Yes, it might be decades away, but we've got to plan for that. And also, the scale of what this could look like. Talking about 2 or 3 degrees doesn't mean much to most Australians. Talking about what it was like for people experiencing Hurricane Helene, remembering what we experienced in the bushfires in 2019-20, well, we've forgotten about that. We've got to tell people what it's going to feel like for them and their children to make them understand why we've got to invest in preparing.
Perubahan iklim dan keamanan nasional adalah topik yang baru saja disampaikan oleh mantan Kepala Pertahanan Belanda, Jenderal Tom Middendorp. Ia mengatakan kepada SBS bahwa politisi Belanda sering berjuang untuk menghubungkan perubahan iklim dengan keamanan tradisional.
I've noticed that they find it hard to make that connection. The topic of climate change is heavily politicized. What I try to do is to approach it from a professional point of view, based on my experiences with the many examples that I can give on how climate change is already affecting our security environment and how it will be a driver of insecurity around the world in the period to come. To me, it's clear this is the biggest game changer we are facing and we need to take it seriously also from a security perspective.
Blackburn mengatakan pemerintah tidak dapat mengabaikan arus efek perubahan iklim dan bagaimana mereka sudah berdampak pada kesehatan masyarakat, energi, pertahanan, serta ekonomi.
Where that hurricane hit, 60% of all United States IV bags are made in that location and they've stopped manufacture. We've been suffering from an IV bag shortage here in Australia. That hurricane is only going to complicate the issue. On top of that, there are semiconductor industries that are critical to world supply. They've been shut down as well. So not understanding and not preparing for this is pretty evident in the US already. We're way behind. We've got to get on, do the risk assessment, and then come up with a plan. We've suggested the outline of a plan in the absence of one from government. Let's get on. 3 years to have action is too slow.
Selain ancaman yang ditimbulkan oleh bencana alam dan konsekuensi ekonominya, laporan itu juga memperingatkan bahaya lain terhadap kemampuan pertahanan sebagai akibat dari perubahan iklim. Ditemukan bahwa panas ekstrim di beberapa bagian Australia akan memiliki dampak signifikan terhadap personel dan operasi pertahanan, dengan risiko kesehatan meningkat dan produktivitas menurun. Ini sangat penting karena Australia telah berinvestasi besar-besaran di pangkalan pertahanan di Australia Utara, di mana panas ekstrim lebih mungkin terjadi. Chris Berry mengatakan laporan itu menawarkan rencana kepada pemerintah untuk mengatasi semua masalah ini, namun sejauh ini gagal untuk menyajikannya.
Our action plan sees the setting up of a climate intelligence unit, the continuous monitoring of climate change consequences, and getting out and talking to communities about what it means for them. So it's a significant plan, and it should have been built on the climate security risk assessment, which the government has yet to deliver, and it won't be worth much anyway because it hasn't involved community.
Demikianlah tadi sebuah laporan mengenai keamanan musim yang disusun oleh Sydney Leng untuk SBS News dan disampaikan oleh Ricky Kusumo.